Man, Taco, something's been bugging me. I keep seeing this online ad that says, beware of annuities. And I want to talk about it a little bit because I think it's a bit misleading in some cases.
Sure. And, you know, I see the opposite a lot too, Jet, you know, where it's the world's coming to an end and it's every year it's going to be a recession. And the only way out is to put all your money into an annuity to protect it.
What should you do? Should you buy the annuity? Who do you believe? So this is the whole premise of what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what these two angles are actually getting at for a second.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to my side of the equation here, which is the beware of annuities, or I hate annuities and you should too.
Yep.
There are annuities that are too expensive, that are too restrictive, that have a bunch of strings attached, and they're just quite frankly, horribly produced and ugly products that you shouldn't put your money into.
Sure.
But I don't think that's a problem that's exclusive to annuities per se, as much as not buying the annuity for the right reason, not having it as part of the plan. And ultimately at the end of the day, what bugs me the most about some of this online advertising that you're seeing is it's all fear mongering. It's, you know, if the company doesn't choose to push annuities and they market against them actively, they're scaring you out of buying them so that they can put you into their stuff, their mousetrap.
Exactly. And, you know, with the beware of annuities one, it's, hey, the protecting of your assets and providing guaranteed income is too good to be true. Actually, that's kind of what an annuity does.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, you said there's a lot of things that, you know,
well,
ugly bells and whistles and things, but, you know, on the other end of it, you know, we see this too much where it's an insurance salesman at the end of the day. It's somebody who's trying to push everybody
mm-hmm.
into an annuity. It's right for every single person, trying to sell on the fear of the market. So it's kind of the other way, where the beware of annuities is selling on the fear of locking up your money. The other side is the fear of don't lose any money and the market's going to tank and, you know, let's go protect it and get bonuses and, you know, all this good stuff.
So here's what I hear on both sides, against annuities for annuities. I see reasons why, as a viewer, if you're sitting here watching this, why would I ever even consider an annuity to begin with? So are there proper use cases for them?
Yeah.
Let's just talk about that.
There is. And, you know, at the end of the day, to end on this fearful marketing, is it stinks because it causes more confusion than clarity for the individuals that are out there. Right. So yeah. When does an annuity actually make sense? Well, you want income security. An annuity provides income. Are you sacrificing return? Are you sacrificing liquidity? Absolutely. 99% of the time with that. But if you're a retiree potentially who wants to supplement Social Security, pension, whatever it may be, and get a guaranteed income stream for potentially the rest of your life and maybe even your spouse's life, that is where an annuity could make sense.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different types of annuities out there that can do that. Some right, some wrong. People who, you know, maybe have a pension they want to replace. You know, they take a lump sum, you know, from an employer, but they want to make sure that they do structure, again, a guaranteed income stream. That is where an annuity could potentially make sense.
At the core of it all, I guess the key here, not saying that I'm for or against the use of an annuity any more than for or against the use of a stock or a bond or a mutual fund or exchange traded fund or insert financial product name here.
Yep.
What you have to be careful with and what I want to hammer home here is blanket financial advice is a huge red flag.
Yep.
So if there's a company out there that's saying, hey, everyone that I talk to should take a bunch of their money and put it in an annuity. Or, hey, everyone that we talk to, don't look at annuities. You should never put your money in one of those. If you're receiving that blanket financial advice, run.
Exactly. At the end of the day, it's not about the product. It's about, is there a solution to a problem that you're having?